Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, thanks for seeing me again.
You have been working on some property tax elimination legislation for some time, and this year you've really been pushing it forward. What's an update on the progress? What are we looking at in terms of putting something together that might actually make it to the House?
Mike, I'm more optimistic than I've ever been. I have to tell you, we're getting some tremendous feedback from all the different groups that we've met with. So let me kind of give you an example of where we are, where things stand. I received a report back. I asked the Independent Fiscal Office for somewhat of an assessment of what I'm thinking, and I was about $3 billion short of revenue. Now, for the average person, that would be a mind-numbing number, but I think we found a way around that. We've provided a situation whereby we've kind of closed the gap. I think we're at a point now we're pretty close to replacing the revenue. And so our House Bill 13 is ready to a point now where we're just waiting to get it back from the Legislative Reference Bureau. And then what I want to do is sit down with all the people, the stakeholders that have been providing input, say, here's what we think is the final product. Tell me what you think. And so here's kind of the basic premise of where we stand. First of all, it'll be a 1.85% increase in the personal income tax, taking the rate up to approximately 4.95. But I'm looking at it as a piggyback tax, so it would be shown as a separate tax that would go directly to the school districts. We would increase the sales tax with somewhat of a piggyback sales tax of 1% with some expansion. But the areas where it would expand would mean it would be a 1% sales tax on those items. On the other items where it's currently 6%, it would be a 7% sales tax. But that 1% piggyback tax would again go back to the school district. So we can keep the money local. That's important. We provide some relief for tenants of a landlord so that we provide that type of relief to make sure that people can deal with it. We've made great progress, I think, with the state of New York so we can get the income tax reciprocity. We've passed the income tax reciprocity bill. We're finding other different ways of getting the spending done. We do have a very small provision in there for taxing non-retirement, excluding Social Security. So Social Security income would not be touched, which means that 60% of seniors in Pennsylvania would pay no taxes at all. The reason we did that is because the amount of revenue that we would expect to collect from the taxing of non-Social Security retirement income would be somewhere in the neighborhood of about $1 billion. But seniors, as I say, and I'm a senior, seniors would save about $4 billion, and that would help then stem the tide of the loss of homes by seniors because their expenses would be more variable in nature. At the same time, would provide a stake in the taxing system so that it's not all falling upon younger people who are leaving the state in droves, and we need to really do that. So the basic premise of the bill still remains the same. We're now getting ready to release the language once we get it back from the Legislative Reference Bureau, but I want to do one final pass-through with all the stakeholders to make sure we can get it done. And I was very encouraged to hear that the Senate and the House want to move a bill and that they're going to pull together a commission, a working group, a study group to evaluate all the proposals, one of which would be mine, to see which one we think we can get the greatest degree of support on, which means to me that everybody's really serious about getting a property tax bill done. May not necessarily look like the one I'm proposing, but I think we're going to get it done this time after about 25 to 30 years of working on it. And then we can finally provide some protection for seniors. And at the same time, what we can do is ensure that those people who are working families don't bear the full brunt of the property tax elimination bill.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to something coming to the House floor so people can examine it more carefully. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.